CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump says he's slapping a 30% tariff on the EU and Mexico. The chief of the European Union slammed the threat and says they're ready to keep working on an agreement. Mexico responding as well, calling it an unfair deal. Dozens of letters were sent to over 20 nations this week warning of increased tariffs by August 1st. That's concerning for garment workers in Asia.
Bangladesh and Cambodia could face new tariffs of about 35%. The U.S. imports more garments from Bangladesh than any other country. Advocates for workers say they could lose their jobs if the tariffs go into effect and companies are forced to shut down. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The president visited flood-ravaged Central Texas and promised support for victims. He also defended the emergency response to the disaster. Alongside Mr. Trump was Republican Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas, who says they will investigate.
I work on a bipartisan basis with my subcommittee ranking member to make sure that we avoid the kinds of comments that the federal government is responsible and did not do a good job.
At least 122 died in the floods. At least 170 are still missing. CBS's Karen Hawa is in Kerrville.
More than 2,000 responders are on the ground from around the country and Mexico, using helicopters, boats, drones, ATVs, canines, mules, every resource at their disposal.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to stop its sweeping immigration raids in Southern California after protesters clashed with officers when two cannabis farms were raided and more than 200 migrants were arrested. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
The standoff lasted for hours, well into the night. Several workers hid in the farm, emerging, including Jesus. Jennifer Martinez is his niece.
They're just here working, living. They're just here tearing families apart and terrorizing.
We also met Ruby Jimenez, who says several of her relatives worked here.
An aunt was taken, a mom was taken. It can be a citizen, not a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter.
Our Vicky Barker reports on a centuries-old tradition underway in Spain.
Five people were injured on this sixth day of the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Four had to be hospitalized. That brings to 33 the number of runners injured in this year's festival. Most tripped and were trampled, but two of the injured were gored.
Through the years, at least 16 runners have died while taking part in the festival that runs for a week every July. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Doctors are warning athletes about a social media trend that's supposed to help you sleep.
Mouth taping is when you put a piece of tape across your lips to encourage nose breathing while you're asleep. It's supposed to improve sleep quality, oxygen levels, and reduce snoring.
This is a big deal in the sports field because improved sleep quality is associated with improved muscle recovery and improved athletic performance.
Jennifer Gordine's a sports medicine physician at Kaiser Permanente.
If you have sleep apnea or some other sleep condition, tape in your mouth could lead to more restricted breathing.
Neil Augenstein for CBS News, Washington.
A signed passport photo of Marilyn Monroe just sold at auction for more than $21,000. The tiny picture was from 1954, 2 weeks after she got married to Yankees great Joe DiMaggio. She was 27 at the time, and getting a passport to use on their Japanese honeymoon, she autographed a copy of the pic for the passport officer. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy, a high near 83 today. Scattered showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 66. Mostly sunny on your Sunday, highs in the low 80s. Mid-80s, lots of sunshine on Monday. For Tuesday, a scattered storm in 86. Currently, 78 degrees.
The soundtrack of your life. Rock and roll never forgets.
Sun's going down, so she's on her way. And I'm sitting here wondering what I'm gonna say. It's been so long since I have been near. Cause I'm just waiting, anticipating for her to show up. It's been so long that I have been gone.
Chicago's New Colony 6. I'm just waiting, anticipating for her to show up. WRJN, rock and roll never forgets. Terry Hevel, our number three. Mr. Excitement himself, the late Jackie Wilson. That's why. WRJN.
Okay, you make me feel like I've been alone. The way you make me write what I have forgotten. The way you sacrifice just for me. Just how lucky can a poor man be? Turn up. Back over flip. That is why.
That is why. I love you so.
That is why.
WRJN. It is Norma Taniga and walking my cat named Dog, Norma Taniga, out of California. She had moved and wanted to move into a new apartment, loved it. So the rental agent said, "Do you have any pets?" And she said, "Yes, I have a dog." "Oh, I'm sorry. We don't rent apartments to folks with dogs, only cats." And she wound up writing, "Walking My Cat Named Dog." It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets, back to the birthday book, celebrating his 77th. Today is Walter Egan. He had help from Lindsey Buckingham, as well as Stevie Nicks on this track. Top five for Walter Egan, 78th the year for Magnet and Steel. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN, since we played a couple members of Fleetwood Mac backing up Walter Egan. How about a member of Fleetwood Mac and a hit that she wrote? Christine McVie is 82 years of age today. She wrote Over My Head and soloed on that particular track. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. He sure sounded like Elvis on this song, Summertime of 1964, for Terry Stafford. This is Suspicion, WRJN.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion.
Oh, it's my heart.
Suspicion.
Keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why? Someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part of sight?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why? I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious, cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion.
Suspicion. Why talk to me?
That is Joe South at Walk a Mile in My Shoes here on WRG. And Joe South, a really fine writer, as well as a singer, wrote Hush, Down in the Boondocks for Billy Joe Royal, Rose Garden for Lynn Anderson, Untie Me for the Tams, among others, and had hits of his own. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Speaking of hits, how about Johnny Tillotson, WRJN?
Favorite timeless hit? Rock and Roll Never Forgets loves to take your request, but we ask that each call be limited to one song or artist request, and the songs are not repeated for 4 weeks on the show. This provides for the widest variety of timeless hits from the first three decades of rock and roll. To make a request, call us at 262-634-WRJN or email us at rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. And thanks for listening to Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Chicago's Bucking Hams and Susan, WRJN. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Groovy instrumental from Johnny and the Hurricanes. Get him out of bed. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Terry Hevel, we are going to take a break. And when we get back, it was July 13th of 1958, Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Who was the rock and roll star trying to swim across a lake and almost drowned? We'll find out who that was coming next here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Kurt Vollman relieves his high school glory days weekday afternoons at 5 with his 5 o'clock class reunion set of timeless hits. Each afternoon, Kurt features 3 songs from the same year that you help him select. Go to WRJN.com, enter your favorite from 1968. That's the date that Kurt will be doing this coming Monday on the 14th. And Kurt will recap some of the big stories and memories for the featured year. Again, make that selection at WRJN.com. Then listen weekdays at 5 for the 5 o'clock class reunion right here on WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you are cool all season long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to get moving.
regain your freedom with easy mobility solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy mobility solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN. Where were you the first time you heard this timeless hit? Rock and roll never forgets. WRJN.
Buddy Holly, who almost drowned trying to swim across a lake in Rhinelander on July 13th of 1958. He had been on tour and was playing a gig in Rhinelander. That's kind of hard to believe. A town of about 7,000, and they get a major rock and roll star to do a concert. But back in the 50s, that was the norm. A lot of those small towns were able to have rock stars come through, do a show, go to the next town, and of course it would be about 7-8 months before the ill-fated Winterland Tour of 1959, the Winter Dance Tour. Anyway, Buddy Holly, the Crickets, and Maybe Baby. I was up in Rhinelander, and every time I'm up there, and I've used this feature for many years, I keep forgetting to ask the locals if they knew anything about it. I'm going to have to write myself a note next time I head up there. I'm going to stop somewhere where there are some folks that might be old enough to remember what had happened, because I tried looking up to get some info on that, and I really couldn't find anything. But supposedly, that's what happened. All right, it is Rock and Roll Never Forgets. The three ladies called the Ronettes, and Do I Love You, WRJN. Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
come back home. There'll be no need for me to cry. Raining in my heart since we've been apart. I know I was wrong. Baby, please come home.
WRJN and Rock and Roll Never Forgets from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and the late Slim Harpo and Raining in My Heart. Slim Harpo, great blues artist. His career had not done too well in the early 60s, and he left music, started a trucking company down in the Baton Rouge area, and it did very well. Then all of a sudden, the British came calling and wanted some of the great American blues artists to go on tour in England, and that's exactly what he did, and his career was resurrected, and he wound up being incredibly successful in his last few years. Slim Harpo, Raining in My Heart, WRJN. Laura Nero wrote it. Babs is going to sing it. Barbara Streisand, Stoney Ann, WRJN. Richie Bell and the Drills. There's going to be a showdown here on WRJN. Terry Hebble, it is Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, the number one song on this date from 1966, it's coming next. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, hey, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays, and you can see that entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Over the past week, President Trump has sent letters to various world leaders about new tariffs the U.S. would be imposing on them. The latest, a 30% tax on Mexico, which the country slammed, calling it an unfair deal. And the European Union, which EU analyst Jacob Funk Kincard says,
it really is a slap in the face, right? We bend over backwards to try to get a deal.
CBS's Willie James Inman says the tariffs are causing issues with the relations the U.S. has around the world with these key trading partners.
The president essentially saying that in large part, some of these relationships are unfair. The trade balance is unfair. White House officials will tell you that part of the reasoning behind putting tariffs on goods coming from countries or tariffs on a critical mineral such as copper, which was announced earlier this week, is to bring the supply chains back to the United States.
The search for flood victims in central Texas continues. Patrick Turk with Texas Search and Rescue is there with his team.
Not only is it a difficult task to see somebody that maybe is deceased or somebody who's struggling physically, but it's just with our searchers, it's the day-to-day grind of doing it every day.
We are learning some disturbing details about the deadly Air India plane crash last month. CBS's Michelle Miller has the latest.
A preliminary report revealed the fuel control switches were flipped off just seconds after takeoff. According to the report, on the cockpit voice recorder, one pilot was heard asking the other why he cut off the fuel. The other pilot said that he did not. Moments later, the switches were returned to the run position. But by then, the Boeing 787 began to lose its thrust. The crash killed 19 people on the ground, 241 people on board, with one lone survivor.
What used to be Amazon Prime Day has turned into Prime Days. The deal's running this year for four straight days for the first time. And so many of you bought in and ordered a whole lot of stuff. Adobe analyst Vivek Pandya.
We saw category growth across all types of products, televisions, appliances, furniture, computers, because the discounts were pretty good across the board there.
Shoppers spent more than $24 billion, up over 30% from previous years. Quickly to London, where Iga Swiatek just won her first Wimbledon championship, shutting out Amanda Anisimova in the final. The victory gave the 24-year-old from Poland her sixth Grand Slam title overall. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the job delivered. Large orders of lumber, doors, windows, paint, plumbing, anything the job needs, all from one partner. Get it today with same-day delivery. Get it tomorrow with next-day delivery on 50,000-plus products. Or get it on your timeline with scheduled delivery on everything from framing to flooring. It's time to get your whole job, all your jobs, delivered. Ask about all our new delivery options at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Sotheby's is about to auction off one of Apple's first computers.
The Apple One was one of 50 built in 1976.
That Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak hand-built in Steve Jobs' mom's garage.
Sotheby's Vice Chair Cassandra Hatton.
It's what launched the company, what changed the world.
The computer is in pristine condition and still works. The owner barely used it.
The estimate on this is $400,000 to $600,000.
Hatton says it's a piece of history.
The iPods and iPhones and iPads, none of that would have happened if it weren't for this computer that they put together.
The computer goes on the auction block Thursday. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Loneliness doesn't just impact your mental health. A study by Howard University looked at data on nearly 50,000 people and found those who reported always feeling lonely had 5 more days of poor physical health per month than those who said they were never lonely. Lonely people also had a 40% higher rate of depression. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy, a high near 83 today. Scattered showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 66. Mostly sunny on your Sunday, highs in the low 80s. Mid-80s, lots of sunshine on Monday. For Tuesday, a scattered storm in 86.
Right now, it's 80.
Where were you the first time you heard this?